Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture, presented by Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, also fueled by Kubota. Today we are profiling Whiskey Lane Livestock. Our very own Paul Rellinger had an opportunity to catch up with Paula Cornish.
Paula, just talk about your own experience growing up in a farm environment.
Yeah, I think it's a great way of life for sure. It teaches you hard work, really good work ethic, and I think it helps you appreciate what you have and the accomplishments that you've done all that hard work for, if that makes sense, right? It definitely you get to meet a lot of interesting people, a lot of great people, hear a lot of stories, and I think, you know, from a social aspect. And, you know, if you can kind of take it to even today's society, you know, we are a very technical society. And I think, unfortunately, that's something that is going to hurt us, I'll be honest with you, because, you know, this generation now, all they know how to do is text or talk to text or, you know, they're not so great at face-to-face conversations, right? And I know even for our kids growing up, when they were little, I'd always say to them, you make sure you look somebody in the eye when you speak with them. And I'd say, you speak loudly because you're little and short and they're tall, right? And I think that is something that the whole farming community or the farm life does teach you is how to be social and how to work hard, right? And I think that's, you know, helped me in my career. I also am a banker too. So I do agriculture lending for TD. So I think that's helped me in my career as well as our farm business too. So
how great is it for you and Scott to be able to raise your own kids in that environment?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it really is wonderful to watch that. And it's funny, you know, the kids appreciate that. So Jason's 17 and Shelby's 15. And I remember when Jason was little and they always had chores, right? And not necessarily was it at the barn chores. It could be cutting the grass. It could be bringing in wood. It could be a variety of different things. And I remember when Jason was little and he'd say to me, as soon as I get older, I am moving out of here. I'm not staying. And, you know, as he got older, it was funny because he come to me one day and he said, you know, Mom, he said, I'm really glad that I live on a farm, right? And you know, as they bring their friends here and stuff like that, you know, it is good and they do appreciate it. I mean, at the beginning, they don't love all the chores and activities, but we do a lot of porch visits, we'll call it. So, you know, we don't have a cottage, but we really enjoy our porch. And so there'll be lots of nights when the four of us will just sit on the porch, you know, and have a chat, and that's invaluable, right? Like, I don't know that everybody does that. And I'm not saying it's perfect and it's what you have to do, but it sure is nice to have that option. And I think it's, you know, we live on a farm and we have that peace and we can do that, if that makes sense.
Talk to me about the farming community in general. It's a pretty tight-knit community, and I'm sure you guys talk all the time.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny. We have really good neighbors, Billy and Juanita Elmhurst, that live less than 2 miles away. And we do chat with them often. We don't always have, and we know what's going on, but we don't always have a chance to get down there. And literally, you can walk to their place, literally. But yet, you know, the minute you need something, you call them or, you know, you stop in on a neighbor and you call just to check in. And it is wonderful. It's great to know that if something happened, you have somebody there, a Rolodex, if you will, of people that you can call and they'll be there to help you. And I think that's another thing that the kids appreciate too, is the big friend group or farm community that we have that we can call on for sure.
You know, Paula, I have to thank you for this and thank Scott as well. It's just so great to see. I mean, in your line of work, you know of farms that struggle and it's hard, but you guys are making it work. And it's just great to hear this story and be able to share it.
Thank you.